Hi there, 10 o'clock. It's the after party, the Bob and Tom Show. Here's Tom.
Thank you very much. We have a couple special guests in the studio. Both kind of famous Hoosiers, in a way. We'll get to them in just a second. Is this your first meeting, fellas?
Although I've heard him on the air.
Okay, good. This is very exciting. My
100 years.
Don't get me started. I have that.
I understand there is a surprise that we have coming from one of our guests, and then I have a surprise
you got it coming.
For this guest as well. But first,
we have some business.
Don't go anywhere. Trust me, this is going to be really good. We have Christy Lee right next to me with a quick forecast.
Partly cloudy with a high of 48. Rain moving in tomorrow, 46, but cloudy for your Thanksgiving and a high of 47. Weather brought to you by CarX. It's currently 37 degrees.
Thank you very much. Duke Tomato is right over there.
Yes.
And we'll talk with Mr. Tomato in a second.
It's actually Dr. Tomato, but that's fine.
Thank you very much. And Mitch Daniels, who is not a physician, although you got...
He didn't go to tomato school for 8 years to be called Mr. Tomato, okay? Dr. Tomato.
Mitch Daniels is here in the studio with us. We'll talk with... is your title... you're the president of Purdue University.
Technically, yes.
But you were also the governor. Are you supposed to be referred to as the governor still?
Or? People ask all the time. I tell them my first name will do fine.
Okay.
Well, that's not my case with my grandchildren. I've insisted they call me the governor.
How's that going?
Instead of grandpa. I don't like grandpa. It's starting to catch on, actually. Thank you for asking, because I know you care.
Now, Mitch, you're a grandfather, right?
Six times.
So this is kind of a personal question. What do your grandchildren refer to you? Are you grandpa or pops?
Yeah,
or?
What am I? It depends which house you visit. I'm papa in some places.
There you go.
And some variation of that in the others.
Yeah. I haven't seen you for a while. You don't know this. I have a 9-month-old, so what I'm doing is I'm bypassing having grandchildren, just having more later in life.
It's a good plan. A good friend of mine told me early on, you know, he came. We were somewhere. He just got back from visiting his first one, and he said, "I finally found something in life that is not overrated."
Oh.
Is that everything they tell you about grandchildren is actually true? And now I know.
Now, do we have to okay, before we get to our guests, we have a little surprise for both of them. This portion of the Bob and Tom Show is actually brought to you by
Westgate Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Buying a new car, spending hours in a dealership, anything but easy. You can complete virtually everything from your home or business before you arrive with Westgate's easy deal process. So when you show up at Westgate, you just sign and drive. Westgate Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram knows you're busy, so they're making it easy during this Black Friday event. Here, go to westgateauto.com, click the easy deal button, then you'll see my fabulous face, and we'll walk you through it. It's an easy process.
When you signed up for this, did they tell you that you press a button that says easy and your face pops up?
What else is new? Complete virtually everything.
This is like the bad section of Match.com.
Yeah.
Or the good section, depending on.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. So why is the bad section?
Yeah. When you arrive, sign and drive after you've completed the easy deal process. It's easy. Your time's valuable. Westgate. Go to westgateauto.com or in Plainfield next to Kohl's. Westgate.
Okay, thank you, Westgate, and thank you, Easy. Everything is easy at Westgate. Now, we have guests in the studio. First off, Dr. Duke Tomato, and I'll mention this because Dr. Tomato is a famous guitarist, singer, and songwriter, and a good friend of this show. He's doing his annual pilgrimage to the Key Palace Theater in Red Key, Indiana, Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving. Doors at 6, show at 8. That's always a great show,
yeah,
Duke.
It is always fun.
And the famous Key Palace Theater. That's going to be a cool time.
It's a very interesting place. It was originally bought on refurbished by a guy named Charlie Noble, who has passed away. But it's an interesting story, and he's an interesting guy, actually.
Now we also have the distinguished former governor of Indiana, Mitch Daniels. Mitch, we got your theme song here since
he can't hear.
It's hail to the chief.
Well, he's president now.
Since you're president of Purdue University.
Yeah.
There are many who would prefer that you were president of the United States. I speak for many of us.
Heard it a time or two.
Yeah. This had to be a weird year for you. Did a lot of people come up to you seriously? I mean, because you're a bright guy. Did a lot of people walk up and go, Mitch, please run for president?
Yeah, several thousand times.
And you can tell he wants to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. This isn't our theme today. Yeah. I was just curious if I was the only one who was thinking that.
Well, you know, the pickings were slim for some folks. There was the write-in thing. I got emails from all over. I think I trailed the ballot in all 50 states.
Yeah, there was a there was actually an article in yesterday's Indianapolis Star. Did you see that? That had all of the, or I think it had all of the write-ins, and it's a hilarious list of things that were written in as the possible president, including Doug LaDouche from this show.
That's right.
Now, Mitch Daniels, a great governor, and now the president of Purdue University. That's a big job.
Fun job. It allows me to bring some presents. Mother said, don't go somewhere without a host or hostess gift. So if I may.
Sure.
Okay, so we, among other things, we study at our fine school, our agricultural products like hops. I have here for you guys two of the prototype jugs of boiler brew.
Oh, look at that.
Nice and cold.
1869, yeah. Boiler brew, boiler style ale.
And boiler Purdue up.
Purdue Pete's right there on the label.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
And wait, there's more.
There's more.
We also have our own, as we call it, the butcher block.
Holy cow.
So I have, you guys can divvy these up anyway. One, I got jerky and I got ribeye steaks. And
wow.
There you go.
Duke looks like a jerky guy.
Do you
want to
hold the ribeye?
Thanks.
Wow.
Do you want to hold the ribeye?
Thanks, Governor.
So I'll just leave these here, and you guys can fight over them. And then I do have one more item, if that's permissible.
Hey, listen, this is great.
It's
do you have cups for the beer so we can try it? Is that the item?
I didn't bring the whole picnic basket.
Now,
Christy,
technically, what is the drink, the Boilermaker? Yeah. Is that the one where you put
a little
shot
of everything,
vodka
yeah,
and then drop
oh, my.
Oh. Okay, here.
Oh. Holy cow.
Yeah. Now,
there's a live turkey in there.
You know what? I never realized I was terrified of live turkeys until this moment.
Look at
I sure am.
I'm turning my back on that turkey.
I was going to bring him in myself, but on second thought, I thought it'd be safer to let my friend Blaine bring him.
Hey,
but
Blaine. He's wearing a boiler shirt.
So, yeah, well,
that's
you know,
a full-size turkey.
Can you
all
see
right.
there,
yeah.
too?
Oh, yeah. Eat.
It's his
it says eat beef.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. How old is that
get
turkey,
a selfie
Blaine?
With the bird.
Well, John McGee's getting
look at him staring at you.
So consider this an interview because, he could be your Thanksgiving
dinner
meal, yeah. But you have,
now, have you pardoned this turkey or
no I mean
you still have that power as
he a... has but he has approval rights and right now he didn't look like he likes any of you.
no he looks rather upset.
As the former governor, do you have the power to pardon a turkey?
I do point? and given the way he's checking looking at all of you, I think maybe he's gonna have to live a little longer.
That's hilarious. Blaine, how old is that turkey?
He's about 4 months old.
That's
four
all?
Months?
Bring his neck. Let's eat. Let's eat.
How much does he weigh, Blaine?
He's about 27
pounds. I was going to say, he looks like these two bowling balls worth.
By the way, we are on Facebook Live right now.
Can I pet him? Or?
Do they bite?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
More of a pet.
Chris, you'll never eat a turkey again. All right.
That's... No.
I'll eat one Thursday.
yeah, that's not stopping me.
But not this one.
Yeah, no. This one, I guess, we'll have a long life.
I keep thinking Blaine's going to do a bit like Kim Adam and what was that?
Oh, you think
or
it's
that
the,
Ron Hall and Emu
yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah, the talking Emu.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a gorgeous animal.
Well, anyway, from your friends at Purdue, we
thank
just
you
a
very
little
much.
Of all the above. So.
Oh, very cool.
So we
thank
get our own
you.
Turkey? How cool is that, Tom? Can we keep him?
Come on, Daddy. Can we keep him?
We call him like an 8-track or something.
Please?
8-track the turkey.
Aww.
Well, I think I'm sure he's fine. Does the turkey have a name, by the way?
Jive.
Jive turkey.
Jive turkey.
Hey, buddy.
You can't name the turkey because then you can't eat him.
Oh, you're right.
Every farm girl knows that. You don't name the calves because you.
And, of course, you also brought us Indiana-Purdue football tickets. Is that right?
It's not a tough ticket this year, Chip.
Basketball.
That's a tough ticket. Yeah.
No, I'll go off on my usual rant on this. I sooner or later, we either have to get the bucket game moved off of Thanksgiving Saturday or move
true.
To the
Hoosier
Lucas
you're
Oil
right.
Stadium,
you're right?
Where it could be a great downtown event. And I've brought this up for 2 or 3 years, and I haven't got anywhere yet, but I haven't given up. I think because it's really hard. The students are not on either campus, and it's a harder place to – both are harder to travel to.
Right.
So maybe the Big Ten will let us move the game, and if we can't do that, I still think it'd be a great Saturday – you know, at Thanksgiving.
Now, are you responsible for having more than 10 teams in the Big Ten? I've got it. I'd like to object to that.
It all happened before I got there. I'm with you. The last I lost contact with it. I understood it when the Big 12 had 10 teams and the Big Ten had 12 teams, but that didn't last.
No.
And now I can't tell you.
Yeah, it is crazy. The oddest thing in the world, though, isn't it? I mean, it's just.
But
they're trying to say we have 40% more, so that makes it better. It just makes it more confusing.
And you're trying to raise children and explain to them, you know, it's hard enough to explain how do you spell pneumonia, but then this kind of stuff happens. Why are there 12 teams in the Big Ten? Now, 14. I have been objecting 14, to something. Yeah. And since we have a learned man, an Ivy League graduate, a man who has some kind of degree
in jurisprudence.
Yeah, it's amazing
that you guys
Duke,
both
we didn't know.
You guys both went to Ivy League schools. Point, I still can't get over that.
My point is
I cannot understand that.
We finally have someone who can do something about this. So the other day I'm at Starbucks.
Oh, God.
There's a woman in an IU T-shirt, and it's green. Now, as you know, I'm sure you're somewhat familiar with IU, green is Michigan State. So at Purdue, could we do something so that they don't start making red Purdue shirts?
That won't happen.
You can pretty well count on that. I've seen pink, but I think that has other.
I understand. You know, that's fine. Yeah. I get that. Yeah. I understand that. I'm just saying all these colleges now, you're going to see a maize and blue Michigan State shirt pretty soon. And I don't. Now, here's my analogy. Say you were in the Crips, Governor.
I was once upon a time, as it happens.
You have to wear certain colors.
He asked you not to bring his passport. Okay.
Just because it's St. Patrick's Day, you don't wear a green scarf.
No.
I'm just saying.
Bandana, I don't think they call them scarves.
I'm not ascots. I'm not sure. I'm not up on my Crips gear. Wow. So how much fun is it being – you seem to be having a great time being president of a great university.
I have to confess it is a lot of fun. I tell all my friends at this point you get to hang out with – young people and smart people, and that's a pretty good start. It's a great place, and we think we're doing the good things for the state and the country. I'll tell you, the young people on that campus are so smart and so purposeful. I mean, not all 30,000, but close to it, and it's a fun thing to do.
And now you guys have Purdue University has many astronauts, put it that
23
way.
23 at last count, yeah.
Wow.
One-third of all the manned U.S. space flights have had at least one Boilermaker on board.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
First man on the moon, of course, and also the most recent, Gene Cernan. Yeah.
Wow. You get to meet a bunch of astronauts?
Yeah. A lot of them.
Have you met Dr. David Wolf?
Yes, oh, many times. Wonderful guy.
Isn't he a great guy?
Oh, you know, so smart.
He's got the greatest stories. He once told a story on the air here. He said, you don't know quiet till you've been on the space station and all the power goes out.
It's more than quiet.
You can hear your heart beating and nothing else.
Wow.
And then some guy screaming in Russian something about his mother and how he's going to miss her. Being the president of a big university, what kind of duties do you have? And there's so much to be reviewing all the time.
Yeah, it's a full-time job. I mean, that's a $2 billion enterprise. You want to try to make sure the money's being well spent, and you want to try to support our faculty and getting better all the time.
Do you have to hold a lot of parties?
A lot of events. They're not all.
Do you insist when you have an event that? Do you insist that before you arrive they release doves? Hey, the governor's here.
You got to make sure the keg's cold. Okay,
right?
You got
to. Have you ridden your motorcycle onto the football field?
Yes, once. It was very memorable, and I thought I learned in the last job. Careful with these things that sound like a lot of fun, and then you get there.
Yep.
I think throw out the first pitch, right?
Uh-huh.
You get there and you realize that the upside is this
minimal.
Much, and the downside is huge.
Huge.
And that was the case, but I couldn't turn them down. I ran into some kids on campus from the band. They said, "Hey, we were going to get asked for an appointment. What do you want?" Well, the Notre Dame game. We want you to be part of our halftime show at the Notre Dame game, ABC night game.
Yeah.
I said, okay, you know, great, sure. What do you want? He said, well, it's going to have a motorcycle theme, and we know you like those. And so we're going to play all these old tunes, you know, Born to be Wild and stuff. And what we want is you to come at the climax, come roaring down the ramp into the end zone, hard right at the tuba section, you know, out to the 50-yard line, hard left, run up on the ladder and conduct the fight song while we leave the field.
Oh, yeah.
Not much pressure there.
Yeah. And I, based on my previous experience, I'm seeing myself on YouTube for the rest of my life. Right? When the bike goes over on
ESPN.
Oh. You know what I was actually thinking of? The Agony of Defeat guy.
Sure.
Wide World of Sport. Yeah. I could have been the new Agony of Defeat guy because 800-pound motorcycles and squishy turf don't go together. But we got away with it, and I've got the pictures to prove it, and I'm never doing that again.
So let's just say you become president of Purdue. How long before you have to wait before you go get to hit the drum?
Oh, did that right away.
Because I was thinking that'd be day one.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, where's the drum? I'm going to hit it.
Yeah, yeah. I love all those guys. And the one thing I haven't done yet, we've got a lot of things. I'd like to, football games, I roam all over the stadium. I always say it's a full contact sport the way I do it. Sit in the student section for part of the game. The timing has never worked. But, when we score – The drum guys do push-ups in the end zone,
yeah, sure.
one per point. So that's the one thing still on the checklist. That,
you're pretty fit. You could certainly do it.
I can do it. It's just that number one, we haven't scored a lot lately. And it would have to be when I'm standing down close by, and that's never worked out. But one of these days.
Now, how much international travel have you done for Purdue?
Oh, at least one trip a year. We've got great, great alumni in places like India and Taiwan and Korea and China, and I've gone to visit them.
And not to mention the fact that Purdue is such an international campus. Now you've got students from all over the world.
Yeah, one of the most international. About one in seven or eight of our freshman class come from somewhere else. But it isn't new. I mean, there are people who are – I go see people in their 70s and 80s who found their way there a long time ago and went back home and did great things.
You don't have an engineering background. Purdue is one of the greatest engineering – is one of the greatest engineering schools in the world. So I'm assuming the engineering staff – obviously, they could pretty much pull anything over on you. You'd have no idea. They could create courses that were so fake, you'd have no idea.
Everybody
Daniels
else.
Think this is money well spent.
Well, you're right about that. Although it was really an attraction of going there. It's one of the biggest things we were involved in. We're growing our engineering school dramatically. The nation needs more, and we're good at it. So we have invested heavily in that school.
Yeah, I think that it's the most underappreciated aspect of our culture. When everybody has one of these smartphones, what's the big shindig they're doing in a few weeks with all these movie stars are going to Washington, D.C., and they're getting all these big awards from the president, which is all fine. Tom Hanks is a great guy.
Medal of Freedom.
I want to find out. They should give gigantic awards to the people that figured out which button can make me talk into this thing and it actually does stuff. Yeah. I mean,
a lot of those people were from Purdue University. You go out to Silicon Valley or places like that, and they're all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, we just take engineering for granted, and people like me are always going, well, they'll figure out a way to, well, your guys are the they guys that when we say, well, someday they'll have this robot that'll drive our car. And all that stuff happens because of all these geniuses that are engineers.
I'm for the self-driving car being perfected and approved the day after they take my license.
Yeah.
That's when it's okay. But I'm skeptical till then.
I'm with you there. I really enjoy driving. Now, obviously, when you were the governor, did you get to drive much? I know I saw on your motorcycle at the Miracle Ride, but did you have to be in a limo all the time for security?
Well, not a limo, but someone on four wheels, someone was supposed to drive me. I literally put a lot more miles on motorcycles than my own car for 8 years. And I'm like you. I like driving, and it was a nice plus when I got – not the private life, but semi-private life.
Now, at Purdue, do you have your own parking space?
Yes, I do.
Is there a sign?
Yes, there is.
I have, well, la-dee-da.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd like to make a suggestion for the band.
Oh,
I know a great place to park a big drum. We're talking with Mitch Daniels, in case you figured it out. This is the last time he'll ever come here again. Also with us in the studio, another distinguished gentleman, Dr. Duke Tomato.
Yes, good morning.
Very fine, very fine blues artist.
Yes, and I told Mitch earlier that one of my daughters graduated from Purdue with a degree in chemical engineering, has done very well. And at some point, I'll be living in her basement.
And I told Duke that my surefire applause line when I'm visiting with the parents of potential students mm-hmm. is if you send your son or daughter to Purdue University, they will not come home and live in the cellar. And it's their worst fear.
Yes.
That's a good point because that's part of the culture that we live in. Well, what a great pleasure to have you stop by, Mitch. And thanks for the...
Yes, all the gifts.
The beer. And let me ask, is this beer going to be available eventually?
Yeah, that's the idea. It's just about ready now, and we... I have insisted if it's going to have our name on it that I have approval rights. So, mm-hmm. you know, it has to be high quality, and I trust it will be. We're working with the People's Brewing Company up in Lafayette.
No, that's nice. Because I know, for example, major universities will have their own credit cards and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Is the process of getting all those approvals down a little, are you above that grade, or does someone come in and go, by the way, we have a suggestion here. Someone wants to do...
Only as to beer.
Okay.
Yeah. The other stuff someone else can do, but I had to have... I should be personally involved in that.
I mean, I'm sure someone has to approach Purdue with some bad ideas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've got bobbleheads and all the standard stuff, T-shirts, but there has to be some really terrible merch ideas that at some point someone has to go, no.
Oh, no, we have folks who kind of guard our trademark, and yes, you're right. A lot of people don't ask. They just... go do it, and we have to run them.
Now, at your home, does anyone insist that perhaps there be less than you can't have the Purdue on everything?
No, it's pretty much everywhere.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, it's on all the grandchildren, I can tell you that.
a little Purdue onesie?
Yeah.
Oh, those are the greats.
That's adorable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you've got the Purdue cups and the plates. Yeah. Everywhere, pretty much. Okay,
I can set you up.
Okay, no, I was just curious.
What you're aiming for there?
No, I was just curious if at some point someone drew the line and went, okay, Mr. President, we're not going to get any more of this stuff. Well, thanks so much for stopping by.
Oh, it's fun.
Thanks.
Great seeing you all again. And for the beer. I'm sorry you flunked the interview, but
that's okay.
The turkey's not. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a lot of people were hoping you would run. There's still time.
Maybe a callback.
Turns out there's not. What are you talking about?
Yeah, there really isn't.
Maybe in 4 years.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Get the university exactly where he wants it and be in position to take charge of something bigger.
There you go.
Hail to Purdue. Thank you so much, Mitch.
Boiler up.
Yeah, there you go. And we've got this delicious beer here. And
we don't need to take a picture or nothing. You aren't sticking around. We're leaving. We're done.
We're done. I just want to say, Duke, one
more
thing.
I know I'm being dismissed.
Okay.
No.
You're not being dismissed. We have to take a photo. You're not leaving yet.
Duke, it's at the Key Palace Theater at the Red Key, in Red Key, Indiana, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
For a very special
and
show.
And also, happy birthday to my neighbor, Herb.
Happy birthday,
yeah.
Herb.
Oh, Herb. Yeah.
It's that time of year.
Herb Miller.
I'm glad Herb's still with us.
Yes. we won't discuss that
on
there.
Nothing like birthday wishes. Can you say anything more uncomfortable in 20 minutes than you set the record?
Thank
That's
you
all
very
there is
much.
To
it's his job, isn't it?
Just we have say a goodnight, Grace.
Special edition of the show tomorrow. This is the Bob and Tom Show.